Vicki Tilton has owned one of downtown Bloomington's signature businesses with her husband, Tim, for nearly a quarter century. Despite that, and her work as a community advocate and longtime volunteer for various causes, Tilton says she was shocked when she found out the McLean County Chamber of Commerce was naming her Legacy of Excellence winner for the year. Soon after she received the award at the Chamber's annual gala, Tilton told Eric Stock the honor really isn't about her, but rather those who've supported her along the way.
There's so many people in this community that I believe should be recognized in the same way. So, but I was honored and humbled, very humbled by it, and just really pleased and proud of. I guess the pride comes from the fact that I never accomplish anything without other people helping me do things. So I get a lot of recognition in this community for things being done, but in fact, I always have a team or a committee or a group that helps me. And so that's important to me to make sure that people understand that. It's not one person.
Do you see yourself as being a catalyst, though, for making things happen?
I think I have a leadership personality, management personality that chooses to get things done through other people. And I think that's how successful people get things done. If you're micromanaging or trying to control every element of a project, rarely is it very successful.
Now, you've been an advocate for downtown Bloomington for many years, where you've spent most of your professional career. And downtown has undergone many transformations over the years. And you started in downtown, moved away, came back. What was downtown Bloomington like when you first started at Fox and Hounds many years ago?
I have to back up a little bit that I'm born and raised in this community. So I know the downtown Bloomington of the 1950s and 60s, and that's the one that people reminisce about. And so I know what it used to be, but when we moved, when I was a young adult in the 1970s in downtown Bloomington, it had become kind of a ghost town because the mall and businesses moving out. And so when we chose to move back downtown in the 90s, Tim and I, my husband and I, had a vision of a renaissance. We really felt downtown would come back, that people would begin, were beginning with throughout the United States, and would soon begin to realize the value of your downtown and the impact your downtown has on your community as a whole.
What do you think fueled that on the local level, aside from the national perspective, as you said, to go back downtown?
When people are trying to grow their communities, and we know that keeping people in Illinois has been challenging in the last few years, and so I think people recognize the fact that you have to have something to offer people, and a healthy downtown is an important part of that, and that it's taken a lot of education through many groups. Strong America, the Main Street programs that are out there. There's a lot of organizations that are educating the public and to get them to understand why the history and the architecture and the community aspect of a downtown are important.
As we continue on Sound Ideas, I'm Eric Stock with Vicki Tilton, who is the co-owner of Fox and Hounds in Bloomington and winner of the McLean County Chamber of Commerce's Legacy of Excellence Award. As a service-oriented business, I would imagine that Fox and Hounds might be less impacted by the online economy, specifically Amazon, but fair to say that it has impacted brick-and-mortar stores significantly in recent years. How do business districts like downtown Bloomington that rely so much on foot traffic remain relevant and thrive when so much business is online now?
Well, online business does impact us. We are a service business, but a big part of our business is retail. And so we do compete with online. I believe in our business specifically, but also in small businesses that occupy downtowns, the most important thing is service. And you can't compete with internet and online shopping But what you can offer is service and standing behind products and educating the public on how to use whatever it is you're selling, whatever product it is you have. And so providing the human interaction, the human touch, and taking care of the customers. And that's the thing that we have that will make a difference.
Now, as a business that offers beauty services of all kinds, I imagine service is especially critical. It seems that for a lot of people, though, it would be a luxury that may seem to ebb and flow as the economy goes. We recently just pulled out of the throes of a recession. How did that impact your business, and would it have been harder if your business had maybe been less established now that you have over 40 years in the community?
Interesting. The reason I say that is that we have spent many, many years. When I got into this industry, we did have busy seasons. You know, it was Christmas and Easter, and somebody going on a vacation. We have spent many, many years educating on the public that the services we provide are not luxury. They are not something you only do for your wedding or for the class reunion coming up. This is a lifestyle maintenance service industry. I truly believe to stay healthy and to be able to do whatever your job is, you need to take care of yourself. And taking care of yourself means maintenance on grooming, how you present yourself in whatever your industry is. And these are things that we've educated the public on.
And I guess my use of the term luxury was in the sense that if there is a family that has economic setbacks, hours get cut, whatever the case may be, if it comes down to a choice between this and, say, groceries or something like that, I would imagine that would take a hit. But it sounds like you have the business plan that has been able to dodge those ebbs and flows in the economy.
We have different levels of service providers, and those levels can accommodate different levels of income. One of the things I pride myself on is understanding people's budgets and giving them options that fit their budgets. And when we have had these recessions or these tough times, what we see happen in our business is a flattening out. Rarely do we see a drop in our business of any kind, and we will not grow as much. But when my husband and I purchased the salon, we were about 1,500 square feet. We occupy 7,000 square feet now, and that's because we've grown the business over these years and been able to fill 7,000 square feet, and that's been done by having a business plan.
And so, Vicki Tilton, winner of this year's McLean County Chamber of Commerce Legacy of Excellence Award, what does leaving a legacy mean to you? Is it of your family, of your business, of your community?
It's all of the above. I want to make sure I have a background. I have a lot of people don't know it. I was kicked out of high school when I was 15 years old because I was pregnant. And Eric's face is dropping. I'm where I'm at and do what I do because many, many people gave me a hand up. I didn't get handouts, but I did get hand ups. I got opportunities. And my goal is to give those opportunities back to other people. And part of that is teaching them how to have a business. So even though all of our staff work for us, they are employees. They are not contractors. They are not leaseholders. We teach them how to run a business. We teach them how to manage their numbers. And that's the legacy, part of the legacy I hope to leave. Another big part is the giving back in a volunteer way. And I belong to a lot of groups who have service missions, and I believe in giving back in that same way and teaching people to do that. One of the most exciting things for me on Saturday night when I was receiving this award was that I had three grandchildren sitting at the table watching this. And I think it made an impact on them to understand that piece of humanity, to give back to people.
That is Bloomington business owner Vicki Tilton with Eric Stock. Tilton says her salon and day spa uses a 4-point approach to service that helps it compete with online retailers, rebooking clients, recommending products, recommending additional services, and seeking referrals.